The front steps of the Madison City County building have long served as an unofficial homeless shelter.
It's like a safe haven right here.
Robert Morrison has slept outside the building for 3 months. His belongings sit with the other piles of luggage that dot the front steps, kept dry beneath the building's canopy. But starting October 1st, the city's homeless will no longer be allowed to stay here at night. Officials passed the ban in early September, citing threats to employee safety because of violent fights that have taken place on the steps. And these restrictions on the homeless might extend from the city council building to sidewalks and street benches. In late July, Mayor Paul Soglin introduced the Downtown Pedestrian Protection Ordinance. The current version restricts people from sitting on sidewalks downtown between 5:30 a.m. and 1 a.m. It would also make it illegal to store property on city benches.
I don't think we should have this ordinance, period.
Denise DeMarb is the president of Madison's Common Council. Alders will vote on the ordinance on October 6th.
It's punitive in nature. It tells people what they can't do, but it doesn't give them an option to do something different.
The ordinance would only apply to the downtown area and a part of the UW-Madison campus.
It will simply push them out into the neighborhoods. And nobody's going to want that either. We're dealing with our most vulnerable citizens or residents who are the homeless. And if we tell them that they can't sleep here or they can't sit here, then they're going to move somewhere else.
Five committees and commissions have weighed in on the ordinance. All but one voted down the proposal. Maurice Cheek serves on two of those committees.
I think that's a clear indication that the city is not interested in taking this heavy-handed conservative approach. I'm much more interested in seeing Madison be a city that is helping people who are down on their luck than finding ways to criminalize the lifestyle that they find themselves in when they're down on their luck.
Mayor Soglin turned down our request for an interview. However, he did discuss the ordinance in a press conference last month. He dismissed claims that the ordinance could be considered unconstitutional.
The U.S. Justice Department did not take a position that banning someone from sleeping in a public space was unconstitutional. What they said was that it is unconstitutional if there is no place to sleep.
While the city has a number of homeless shelters, they only let in people who are sober. Many of the homeless downtown suffer from drug and alcohol addiction. The county began construction on a 60-unit apartment building this summer. It's a Housing First project that would provide studio apartments for homeless adults in need of mental health and substance abuse treatment. The apartments are set to open in early 2016. Back on the steps of the city county building, Robert Morrison says he's not sure where he'll go when the ban goes into effect, but he won't be moving far.
I love it here. I really do. And I plan on staying here.
Morrison says he'll be returning to the building on October 6th to sit in on the Common Council vote on the Downtown Pedestrian Protection Ordinance. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.